Good morning, everyone. This is Smiles Lewis, live from Austin, Texas, here via the Anomaly Radio Network. It's Monday, January 26th, and here are a few headlines for this morning and the past few days. Via NJ.com, I'm assuming that's New Jersey, Paranormal Corner, is George Clooney's new English mansion haunted? Quote, I've been asked many times what I would do if I won millions of dollars in the lottery. Shopping, traveling, and helping others all top the list. But I bet this author goes on, this is Miles speaking here, to go say that he'd probably buy an expensive mansion and investigate it for paranormal activity. Maybe he says that. I don't know. Meanwhile, over at the Massachusetts Daily Collegian, Paranormal Research Society seeks to uncover the truth about the supernatural. This is from 10 hours ago. As I said, dailycollegian.com, they introduced the article with words to the effect that Sarah Lundberg was in her grandparents' home in Maynard, Massachusetts, when she saw a dark figure roaming the hallway. At about 12 years old, she didn't think much of it at first. She assumed it was her grandfather walking into his room, as usual. But the figure looked different, like a black, shadowy mass, the outline of a tall man right before her eyes. Then she watched it turn and pass through the attic doorway. Isn't that interesting? Meanwhile, yesterday's headlines over at anomalist.com. French nuclear director says UFO was over his plant. This one's from Mysterious Universe and is being reported by Paul Seaburn. And he introduces the article by saying, someone is very interested in our nuclear plants around the world, interested enough to be flying various aircraft over and around them in plain sight. Who is doing this? While the media, government agencies, and many people in France, a country with a large nuclear power industry where numerous sightings have occurred recently, believe the crafts are drones flown by nuclear protesters. The director of one of these plants recently said that, in his opinion, the recent one seen over his facility was a UFO. In the fall of 2014, it was reported that there were anywhere from 13 to 18 incidents of French nuclear power plants being targets of surveillance or suspicious hovering by UFOs. One of them was the Blayais nuclear power plant in southwestern France. In a presentation on the fiscal and security status of his plant, director Pascal Pisani told the audience that there definitely was something flying over the facility. Not the image above, but it was not a drone, it was a UFO. And there is more at the link at mysteriousuniverse.org for this article by Paul Seaburn. Meanwhile, this past weekend, the Anomaly Archives held a volunteer training and work session. Volunteers, numbering approximately five or six of us, managed to accomplish nearly 20 hours of library volunteer organizational work, most of which was spent processing boxes from the recently acquired Bob Girard UFO and Paranormal Rare Book Collection. And we'll have more on these stories and others in the near future. Thank you for listening to Anomaly Radio, and have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you soon. Good day.